But I cannot just end the story, this episode of my life, without telling you something of his compassion. Being in his Catholic school, it was a very prestigious school. Only selected non-Catholics were allowed the entrance. A missionary school. Fathers from Italy and France and Germany were there to teach us. Brothers were there. So when I was admitted there, they were all the time, those other students would, there would be that hazing going on, you know how it is when we are newcomers and all that. I didn't know a word of English at that time because I was a boarder, learning vernacular. So from that time they would tease me and other non-Catholics as heathens. So we were heathens and they were Roman Catholics. So there were two parties there. And we were at loggerheads, even though we were children. Because they would call out, "Hey, heathen!" And we didn't like that. First of all, we didn't know what it meant. Then we learned the meaning. And when we learned the meaning, well, it was very obnoxious, you see. That's how it was. So, and moreover, when I was promoted to higher and higher standards, from little primary to now secondary school classes, so we were told, the non-Catholics were told, few were there, about half a dozen were there in our class, so sit at the back of the class, because the Roman Catholics should come in the front, because these are catechism classes, spiritual classes for the New Testament, Old Testament and all that. So you all sit there and don't disturb. Do your homework there. So we being children, how can we sit quietly when there's a class going on there? We can't just put our heads in and read anything. We watch and fidgety. So time and again we would just try to shake the bench or do stomp or do something. We even went further and tried to fly little paper kites and this and planes, and even we had a pipe and we'd shoot a chickpea and all that and so forth, and we'll get the caning. At the time canes were used. Benching was there. Mm. We had to bend down. Do you know what a benching means?
To get struck.
Oh yeah. Caning is this, where you take your, you have to kneel down and the father gives you shots, you see. They were the shots. Mm-hmm. But further than that, more mischief. You have to bend down on the bench where you are, and then he comes and slugs you on your fanny here. Yeah. So all this was there going on. But that didn't curb our activities, you know, because we used to have fun, and I'm a strong person, and he would always pick me out, you see, for the mischief and all. I was a mischievous kid too. So that's how the whole situation was there. One day it went to an extent where it was terrible. What had happened was, I hadn't played the mischief. Somebody was taking a class, some New Testament class was there and all that. And he was explaining a parable or something. Now I know that it was a parable. And then he was explaining something. He was writing on the board and this and that, all that sort of thing. And one of the non-Catholics blew a chickpea. Instead of just striking the board, and he struck him on his pate, you know. And he got so wild. He couldn't go after anybody, knowing that he is the mischief maker. So he summoned me and gave me such a thrashing. In my life I haven't had that. So kneeling down and all that, so everything was turned red and all that. And he was so wild that he didn't know that he was holding the end of the cane and the whole handle was on my... Means it's not just a little cane there, but the whole handle would be there. So it was like that. And he gave me 20 shots and all that, and admonished me and shouted at me and all that. And I would swear at him. Of course, you can't swear loudly. But as a kid, I still remember what I swore at him. So this happened. But this, we don't want to take it all silently. So what had happened is that as soon as the class was over, I told all the non-Catholics were there. They also didn't like this attitude of the father. So I got out. My father was an engineer of the first degree, and the school had opened a technical class. So that's the reason why the father, means the principal of the school, had little, what we call, contact with my father to take his advice and all that sort of things. He would do that. So he knew me by name, because my father's name, second name is Jasawala, so he knew me as Jasawala. So I emboldened myself. I knew that my father knows him and he knows my father. So I said, come on, let's go and report to the principal. So look at this, I was not in the fault. You know that I was not in the fault. I didn't play the mischief. Had I played the mischief, I wouldn't have done this. But why is it that without, I'm innocent, and why is an innocent person being beaten like that? And so forth and so on. I was so furious, I stuttered and foamed and all this was there. So all other non-Catholics of the schools came and found out this, and they said, okay, we'll join. And I led the procession to the principal's room, office. And I couldn't even speak out properly. I was stuttering. You see, I was so furious and all that. Calm down. Jasawala, calm down, calm down. What's the matter? I said, Father, I said, look at this. Look at my hands. What happened? So you must have played mischief. As usual, you must have played. I didn't do it. I'm an innocent person. Just ask these boys, you see. So all this is there. You know how the children are. But what do you want? Says, but look at Father, that we are made to sit at the back of the class there and I'm told to keep quiet. And how can we keep quiet? Why can't we go out and play? Or allow us to take the course. We can follow the course also. Because we are missing 200 marks from our result sheets. You know, those marks were not added into the non-Catholic's marks. Whatever their marks were given, you all now use the grades. Because our grades would be very much lowered. Because we missed those marks that were given on the paper, you follow. 200 mark paper was there. 100 for catechism and 100 for Old Testament and New Testament, scriptures. So no, that is not the policy. You calm down, go back to your class, go back. But Father, please allow us to go and play or allow us to take the classes. You go and go quiet, quieten down, go back. Well, nothing seemed to happen. We go back. I'm very much disappointed in all that. Next day we come to the school and to my utter, we are there in the class. All of a sudden big gong rings, which meant that we are to assemble in the auditorium. Some big dignitary comes or some big conference is there, something like that. So we all, class is dismissed and we have to go there. So all are going there, we are going there, we are there. I saw the principal already seated there, and there were the other fathers and brothers were there, and all, other staff, and all the boys are there. So we are there, seated. I must have been at the time 14 years of age, 13 to 14 years of age. So the father gets up and gives a talk, and he opened the subject with the policy of the school, that we are... it's a Roman Catholic school, and at first our policy was that only to admit the Roman Catholic boys and all that. But later on we realized that there was a need for the non-Catholics, selected non-Catholics were admitted and all that sort of thing. And our policy was that non-Catholics, at the time of the scripture classes and all, they should be seated at the back of the class and they should do their homework. But now it seems that there needs to be a change in the policy. And I'm feeling very proud about it, that at least he has recognized our need. He's doing what I complained about. And he comes out with this, that now a time has come when we were hesitating to ask the non-Catholics to attend the classes of the scriptures. But time has come now, it seems that they are ready to accept those classes and would want to learn the life of the Lord and so forth. And so forth and so on. He went on and on and on. And now from henceforth, those who wish to join the classes, they are free to do so. And those who do not wish to join the classes, during the scripture classes, they can leave the classroom and go and play on the playground. And all that was over. Very serious meeting was there. And I said, I was so proud and fine, and I said, wow, wonderful, now we'll go out and play and all that. In the meantime, I hear my name called out, Era Jasawala, from the principal. So I stand up, yes, Father. He says, well, have you heard what I've said? Yes, Father, thank you very much. I want to know what you would want to do. whether you want to go and play on playground there or continue in your classroom taking the classes. Well, by that time, some self-respect had developed in me, it seemed. And in the midst of all the crowd of people there, students and professors and all that, I didn't have the heart to say that I would like to go and play out. So that's how I got myself inducted in those classes. So I said, Father, I would like to take the classes, much against my wish. He said, I'm proud of you. Good. Go and buy the books and start your studies immediately. Okay, that's how I started. Now what happened now? Come to the real story. This was the background. I buy the books, I join the classes, gradually I read. Of course, catechism class was, I couldn't follow much about the prayers and this and that, but I could follow something. But what attracted me was the life of the Lord. The Old Testament of the Revelations time and Abraham and Moses and all that, and then the latest, the Gospels, they are beautiful. So as I'm progressing, as a year passes by, another year passes by, I have my questions. And the fathers who abhorred my very presence there in the classroom at the time now have newfound liking is there, because they thought that I'm a prospective Christian, because I'm taking much interest in it. So I would ask questions, and Father, I don't understand this, can I, what's the meaning behind it and all that. So they would very lovingly explain, everything would be there, fine, and all the more I'm happy and feeling great, you know, about it. And I'm studying, and I beat all the Roman Catholics and stood first in class in that subject. And they were very happy about it and fine, and everything is fine. The time comes, the higher and higher study is, and what happens is, Father, I don't understand this parable. I can't follow it. Sit down, it's a mystery. So sit down. After 2 weeks, another thing crops up. Sit down, Yasavala, sit down. It's a mystery, it cannot be explained. Okay, I sit down. Third time, after another couple of months, another big question comes about. And this time he very nastily said, thinking that, well, I'm all the time bothering him. Sit down, don't you know that it's a mystery, it can't be explained to you, see, just sit down. That was enough. That was the last time I must have emboldened to get up and ask something, but now, no. Then it was all inwardly. That is His grace, most probably. And I started feeling, what is this? Every time I don't understand, it's a mystery, and He has said that He will be coming again. When will He come again? Although He comes to my house, I don't know anything about it. I avoid Him, and He stands outside the gate. So much so, I still remember having on two occasions cried a bit. You see, tears would run down my cheek in the classroom. How good it would be if we were there, we could follow Him, and there would be no mystery or nothing of the sort. How beautiful it would be to be with Him. And He was there at the gate all the time, in answer to my longing. But I avoided Him, yeah, each time. So that's His compassion. He always attends to our longing. He is the answer to our longing. Our longing is because of His answer, that is foremost, and then the longing comes. That's how it is.